Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Cathal Byrne, good morning to you, Cathal.
Morning, Alan. Good morning to your listeners.
So day one, very much a family affair in Dáil Éireann, and let's not lose sight of the human side of this as well. A proud moment for Simon Harris when you look at it.
Absolutely, Alan, and I would like to wish him well. It's a very nice occasion for his family and for him on a personal level. And to be honest, Alan, I was a bit disappointed with Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader's speech, on a personal level, that she, didn't want to or wouldn't wish him well on a personal level, as he does take up the biggest job in Irish politics. And I suppose I'm always struck by the fact that should Simon Harris do well in the role and the country benefit, well, that's of benefit to everybody, regardless of your party political persuasion. And obviously there's plenty of opportunity to get into that. But on a personal level, I was disappointed. I think on occasions like that, regardless of who it is, on a personal level, particularly given the fact that his family was there, his wife was there, his two young children were there.
Yeah.
His
And what were you so annoyed about with the Sinn Féin leader? What did she do that annoyed you so much?
I thought the leader of the opposition obviously has the job of holding the government to account. But on an occasion like that, I thought on a personal level, she could have wished him well.
Okay, let's look at where he first went then. He's had to make some appointment changes. He's gone for Peter Burke, Jennifer Carol McNeill and Patrick O'Donovan. And I'm just looking at some of the analysis of these individuals. Peter Burke has seemed to be one on the rise. Jennifer Carol McNeill, maybe you can shed some light on that, on who she is for us. And Patrick O'Donovan, we're very familiar with on this particular programme. And he's come in for some scathing criticism in the Irish Independent today, where they say the department he's left, the organisation is so poor that guides have left and certain landmarks are closed for want of staff. Mr O'Donovan is seen as very much to the right wing of Fine Gael, which may endear him politically to Mr Harris. So he's come in already for criticism. So let's go through them then, Carl. Peter Burke, who he?
So Peter Burke is somebody I would know quite well. He's an accountant, a trained accountant. He's a TD for Westmead. He's from Mullingar, where they hosted the previous flat. It's now obviously coming to Wexford. I would have met Peter Burke in his role as the Minister for Local Government and Planning, particularly around issues to do with one-off houses and ensuring that people who have a site in the countryside can build on that site. And that's where I would have got to know him. Peter Burke is a big supporter for that in his previous role, and I would wish him well. Patrick O'Donovan, as you've said, is a TD from Limerick, and he is somebody who was previously in charge of the OPW. Now, obviously today, Alan, we have the new junior ministers being appointed, and both of these were previously junior ministers. In Patrick O'Donovan's case, I would have got to know him, particularly in my role in 2021 as the Cathaoirleach of the Enniscorthy district when Enniscorthy suffered yet again another flood. And I do want to, in fairness to Minister O'Donovan, commend him for the fact that on St. Patrick's Day, a man who's in his mid-40s with a very young family, left his family home in Limerick, travelled up to Enniscorthy on St. Patrick's Day in 2021. He met with business owners, with residents, and in fairness to him, through his work in the Office of Public Works, he did bring the Enniscorthy flood relief proposal to the Minister's desk in Minister McGrath. Right. Ultimately, we know, Alan, that it was turned down, that the funding is still there and a new application is going in. And I would very much be keeping an eye out today on who his replacement in the Office of Public Works would be.
Which will have a huge bearing. His new portfolio takes him into further and higher education, which brings him slap bang in the middle of something that I've discussed with on many occasions with Simon Harris, the third level campus here for Wexford. So now that becomes the brief of Patrick O'Donovan, so we'll be in touch with him again.
Absolutely, Alan, and I will be contacting him personally to invite him down to Wexford. I know that this is something that you've been very much vocal on. I've been vocal on it in the council chamber, and it's something that we do need to see progress on. One issue that was highlighted yesterday by the Taoiseach when he appointed the new Minister for Higher Education, Patrick O'Donovan, was he said that there's going to be a need to build more purpose-built student accommodation. And for County Wexford, with our new campus coming to Wexford Town, that's something that we need to be very much to the front of. Yeah. When funding comes available for these, we need to see it in Wexford Town, particularly because we don't want a situation where the new students that are attending the new campus at the South East Technological University are competing with renters in Wexford Town for accommodation.
Right, we have young Fine Gael here in studio with me now because Bree Dean is going to join us live in studio as well. We're looking at the election of Simon Harris as Taoiseach. We'll hold off on Jennifer Carol McNeil and get your view on that, and we're going to bring into the studio a new mum. She's just given birth to a little girl, so Bree Dean is going to join us in studio as well. And we have a new Taoiseach in Simon Harris. I'm now joined in the studio by Bree Dean Murphy. Good morning to you, Bree Dean.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning to all your listeners.
And I'll have to bring you a wee bit closer to that microphone, if you don't mind. Let's see, can we hear you there now?
Yeah, apologies, Alan. Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now we have you. Congratulations, little baby girl Kate, is that right?
Yes, little baby girl Kate was born last Friday morning in Wexford Hospital. So I'm here, thanks for the invitation to come into studio this morning. I was in Wexford, so I thought it'd be a nice opportunity to drop in and say hello. All is great. We have two little girls at home now, so it's a busy household, but look, it's great.
Okay, and then one of the signs we saw yesterday was of a young family and a young family man taking up the mantle of Taoiseach with his 5-year-old daughter and his 3-year-old son and his family, his mum and dad and in-laws, etc. But now reality beckons for Simon Harris. What is your overview? Carl was quite disappointed by Mary Lou MacDonald's stand she took yesterday. And people will say that's her right. She's leader of the opposition. She is fully willing and permitted to do what she did yesterday.
I absolutely agree, but I do think yesterday, Alan, it's a wonderful day, and it was a wonderful day, and it's an honour for Simon Harris to have been nominated as Taoiseach yesterday. And I will agree with my colleague here, Cahill. I think it was an opportunity for her to acknowledge that and to acknowledge his family in the Dáil Chamber, which she didn't do. And I was very disappointed by it, I have to say. Cahill is a young father as well. I'm a young mother, and it is the first thing that I would do is if I was in that chamber would be to acknowledge the family. I am aware of the, I suppose, what's the word I'm looking for, the commitment our family have to make and the sacrifices they have to make for us to be involved in politics. So I think it was very, very, very short-sighted of Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday not to acknowledge that.
All right, well, I'm sure there will be interesting reactions from our Morning Mix listeners to what you both said there. Just to, Cahill, just to give Bree Dean a chance to catch her breath from coming up the stairs there, we were on about the newly appointed ministers. You've given your assessment of Patrick O'Donovan and Peter Burke. Jennifer Carol McNeil, her portfolio takes her to Europe.
Absolutely, Alan. I want to congratulate Bree Dean and wish her and Kate and her family the absolute very best. With Jennifer Carol McNeil, she's a TD from Dunleary, a new TD. Like myself, she's a qualified solicitor, and she does bring, I suppose, a legal background to her portfolio. She's been very vocal, and one of the big issues, Alan, as Mick Wallace said earlier, is the weather and the rain, and hopefully now in her first meetings in Brussels later this week, that she will raise in Europe with the various ministers over there, the need for a package for farmers coming directly from the EU to counter the fact that we have had this weather right across Europe.
Your assessment of the three appointees then, Patrick O'Donovan, Jennifer Carol McNeil and Peter Burke, what is it?
Yeah, I think it's a very strong. Peter Burke, I have had the opportunity to meet on a number of occasions. I'm not surprised by his appointment to a senior post, to be honest. He's a very capable, safe pair of hands in enterprise. Jennifer McNeil, as Cahill has said, is new a minister, but she has proven herself very strongly. And I'm delighted to see her go to Europe, to be honest. I think she'll be a very strong voice for us in Europe. And Patrick O'Donovan, I haven't had as much experience with, but I have come across him at experiences with the OPW, and I'm delighted to see that he will step into higher education. We need somebody in it that, look, Simon did a fantastic job in it, and so we need somebody that's going to be able to carry that through.
Like, if I ask Carl, so to be fair to you as well, Bree Dean, to give a response to Patrick O'Donovan's disappointment. And like when you look at the analysis by Senan Maloney in the Irish Independent today, like he goes through the three of them in detail. But Patrick O'Donovan comes in for special significance. Like in the article, they say previously there was little love lost between Simon Harris and Patrick O'Donovan. Apparently, according to Senan's article, he set up a Agatha Christie style trap for whoever was leaking sensitive material from the cabinet. He claimed to have caught Mr. Harris and took his findings to Leo Bradker, who chose to ignore the telltale evidence. So there obviously was form between the two of them, but does that all go out the window then when appointments are being made?
Well, look, I can't speak for that, Alan. You know, it's not information
you could give an opinion, though.
Look, we can't, I suppose I can't make an analysis of why Simon has chosen him. He has done so for very good reason, obviously. Mm. He believes he is the right person to be put into that post. So, look, I'm going to trust Simon's, or I should say the Taoiseach's judgment on this, that he has put the right person into the right post. That's all I can say.
Well, other area, before we look to the future and where you now stand on this, and as sitting young Fine Gael councillors, and you're... And also, we're very shortly we'll be going into lockdown when it comes to publicity, because we're heading in towards election territory, with the local elections not too far away. But one of the points raised by former Fine Gael Minister Simon Ivan Yates yesterday was Helen McEntee, and then Fiona Sheen as well rolled in as well. They believed her time was done and dusted, her time was gone, and now they're already calling Simon Harris Safe Simon because he didn't move her out of her position. What are your thoughts on that one, Carl?
Well, look, I think the Taoiseach has a difficult job in picking personalities to fulfil any cabinet. And in the facts of it, that Fine Gael only has 6 cabinet ministers in this government, but he has changed a third of them. And I suppose there's always a need to balance renewal with stability. He was very clear yesterday in reappointing Helen McEntee to the justice portfolio in what the priorities as he sees them in justice are. For example, in increasing the length of sentences that people can serve without getting parole for serious crimes, tackling knife crime, antisocial behaviour, giving body cameras to the Gardaí, more powers to the Criminal Assets Bureau. And I think that there's a need, when we do have a new Taoiseach, to have some stability in the government. These are all policies that Helen McEntee, as Minister for Justice, has enacted. To date, they're making their way through the Oireachtas, they're making their way through the Dáil and the Senate, and hopefully will be enacted before this government concludes.
So you stand with him on his decision to maintain...
I do, and one of the main criticisms has been in relation to the hate crime and hate speech legislation. And I listened very carefully to what the Taoiseach had to say at the Fine Gael Ardesh, where he said that there seems to be widespread support for hate crime legislation, and he has agreed to take a second look at the hate speech element.
Right.
Obviously, Alan, I've been very vocal, I've been outspoken, and I value freedom of expression. I think it's important that people can speak their views, and that's something that this legislation needs to cover.
Where do you stand on Helen McEntee? I mean, Ivan Yates, he's a former party colleague of yours. He did not hold back yesterday, Breedy.
I think overall, Alan, Helen, or Minister McEntee, has come in for very unfair criticism. One of the areas she has done Trojan work in is the area of domestic violence. I work in that area. I see on a daily basis the rates of domestic violence in our communities, the impact it is having on our communities. I sit on the board of directors of the Irish Association of Social Workers, and they cannot speak highly enough for Helen McEntee and what she has done to safeguard women and children in this country in the future against domestic violence.
That's a very admirable statement you've made there on her behalf, and I'm glad in the interest of balance you've done that. But where is it? Like Ivan Yates, when he talked to me yesterday, talked about the difficulty she has with Garda Síochána, for example.
I don't think that's fair, Alan, and I have spoken to many guards. I work with many guards, and I don't hear that on the ground with guards, so I really don't know where Ivan Yates is coming from with this. There are challenges. Of course there is. There's challenges in every department. She cannot cover everything. But I certainly, from speaking to guards on the ground, do not hear that feedback from them.
Okay.
You know, she brought in legislation around stalking, and they very much supported, because going back a couple of years ago, if a young female came to them saying they were petrified for their life, they could do nothing about it. There was no legislation in place for the guards to do anything. They now can. And there was a documentary on TV3 called Stalked, and I would encourage people to go and watch it just to see the impact that that legislation has done for people in Ireland. And I'm not taking away from the fact that males are not victims to domestic violence, but overarchingly it is females. So I think, you know, I don't know where Ivan is coming from. I think it's very unfair. She has done Trojan work. There's more to do, of course.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years in government is a very short term, and Cahill's a solicitor. He knows how long it takes for legislation to go through. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But I think, you know, one area she has just been exceptional in is domestic violence. And, you know, as a person who works in the area, I cannot credit her enough for what she's done with it.
Right. I got to wrap up in just a few moments' time, Cahill. But look, I had a fairly robust conversation with Deputy Paul Keogh last time he was on air with me. And he kind of took me to task about expressing the views of the Morning Mix listeners, which can see a lot of a lot of Fine Gael current sitting councillors going, a lot of TDs stepping down. And the question they were asking me to put to him, which I did, and I'll put to you as well, is how are you going to replace all these people, and where are you going to replace them from?
Well, look, Alan, there has been a period of renewal, both nationally and locally in Fine Gael. I was at the Fine Gael Ardesh at the weekend in Galway. We have a very, very strong team of councillors, a mixture of youth and experience coming through our ranks onto Wexford County Council. And for the councillors who are retiring, I think of Kathleen Codd-Nolan and Jim Codd, for example, John Hegarty, there is strong, strong candidates in their place who have put.
I think you said Jim Codd there, Jim Moore.
Jim Codd won't like that.
Yeah.
Jim Moore. But I think of people like Robbie Staples here in Wexford Town, my own running mate Pat Keown and Escorty, with Darren MacDonald at Elgan, putting their hand up in the Gorey district. We have Willie Fitzharris in Rosslare and Harry Toomey in the New Ross area running with Breeding. And that's a strong team. They have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
And on the doorsteps at the moment, Alan, I think people are looking at Fine Gael and they're saying we have a new leader in Simon Harris. He's bringing new energy to the role.
Yeah.
We're putting forward a strong platform running on law and justice issues, law and order, supporting farmers, supporting farm businesses, helping carers and families in the health service. And it's a strong platform we've put out. The people will have their say on the 7th of June, the local elections. And I would be very confident that there will be a strong Fine Gael team re-elected to Wexford County Council.
Thank you for talking and joining me in studio here this morning, but I have to wrap it up now, Bree Dean. So again, your response to that question has to be my final question for the moment.
Yeah, and I'd agree with Cahill. You know, we have a very strong team coming through, particularly at a local level in Wexford. Yes, there has been people stepped down, but I might remind you, Alan, you know, it's not unusual for change in politics. Someone that came to mind this morning was John Bruton in 94, following the resignation of Albert Reynolds. He took over and led the Rainbow Coalition. Change is part and parcel of politics. People retire, people step away from politics for various reasons, but there is always somebody ready to take up the mantle. You've got myself and Cahill here, two sitting councillors who will hopefully be returned come June, and we have a number of new councillors coming behind us to replace those that are stepping down.
Well, from April the 15th, the gloves are off and the game is on, and we will wish all people putting their names above the parapet to go forward for local election the very best of luck. And bear in mind, there's a human element to this as well, and resist the temptation to play the person. Just play the ball. We leave it there for the moment. Thank you for joining me. That was Fine Gael councillors Bree Dean Murphy and Cahill Byrne giving their reaction to the appointment of Simon Harris as Taoiseach.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.